Day 165, or June the 14th. God's Church is Unconquerable. Today's thought is rooted in Psalm 74, verse 8. They said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burned every place where God was worshipped in the land. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. All of our psalms today were written by one of the temple's worship leaders called Asaph. He wrote about a dozen psalms, and they are all to be found in the latter two-thirds of the book of Psalms. The Bible tells us that Asaph was a true priestly Levite, being descended from Gershon, the eldest son of Aaron. In those days, this family history would have given him much credibility as well as demanding great respect. In a sense, he was a member of the nobility who could trace his family tree right back to the Exodus when his ancestors left Egypt, led by the dynamic brothers Moses and Aaron. And now, our action step for today. Even in these days of rampant atheism in the UK, it seems as nothing compared to the suffering of many believers throughout the centuries. Asaph reminds us that 3,000 years ago, there was a considerable number of God's enemies who really tried their best to wipe God and his followers off the face of the earth. They failed, as will all other attempts, because our God is more powerful than all of his enemies put together, with lots of zeros added. I realize I will displease some of you when I say that I would prefer most disused church buildings to be demolished rather than converted into offices or houses. But they are glaring declarations to the world that the church is of yesteryear, and it isn't. The church worldwide is still expanding, and we are all part of the only thing on earth that will last longer than our planet. Remember this when you pass a disused church building. Remember, it was never a church, it was just the place where part of God's church met together to worship. It served its purpose for a season, but God's church will continue and last forever.